not partners with the Hyams, the borough itself, and it was supposed to operate separate from the borough. And that is what you tend to do when it doesn't suit you, or when it suits you, and when it doesn't suit you, you come to us for help. And I've been here for, this will be my 9th year. I've supported the bid at this table in the past, and I've supported you financially from this table also. And you know what? 10 years has gone by, and basically the last time I supported you guys, I made the comment, listen, this is the last time I'm here to support it. I want to see some improvement in our business district. Well, that hasn't happened to this day. You know, very little. We paid for the sign up on the highway. The events are great, and nobody wants to see them go away, so that's not a point of contention here at all. And the borough is not going to, and the sense of community, I hope, wouldn't go away whether the bid was here or not. It's not about that. But now it's time to make a decision here. And what I'm going to suggest here is to put the bid to the test this time, okay? I have your budget here, and you'll tell me, just like you have in the past, you can't tell us what to spend our money on, which is fine. What I'd like to give bid is $40,000 this year to see them get through, okay? And you know what? Make all you can on the events, get all the sponsors you can, and make some improvements. But with that, I'd also like to put a clause in there November 1st that we stop taxing, and I'd like support from the table to do this, that November 1st we're going to have an ordinance that's going to pass at that point in time that we will not collect taxes from the businesses anymore, and you will have to be self-sufficient. That way all the supporters, the 501c3 doesn't have to go away. All you have to do is write the check. That's all. It's time for this to be done. It hasn't improved the Bay Avenue business corridor. Now it's time for the borough. We're going to have to step up to the plate and do it, and it's going to cost money. Chris is working on the flooding, which is a big part of this. The streets. You didn't continue the streetscape. You stopped the streetscape when you became the bid. It's time to move past this and move forward. If I have any support for it, I'd like you guys to consider it.
Okay, is there someone else at the table that wants to make a comment this evening?
I just want to make a comment. You know, I've been on the table 9 years, too, and you know, you hear a lot of the business owners out there saying, taxpayers don't pay for nothing. They pay for a lot of things for the bid. And we don't mind paying. We don't mind paying. Many times, the administrator gets called this, that. We'll start out with the Clam Festival. We pay for all the cops. We pay for all the sanitation. We pay for all the public work. We put the electrical boxes in your... No, we didn't do none of that. We don't do that.
I'm going to ask the members of the public. The table remain quiet while you spoke. I need the members of the public to remain quiet.
We set up all the events for the bid. Borough don't have a problem to set up the event. We put public works down there for almost 2 weeks straight. Who cleans it up at 7 o'clock in the morning? The bid doesn't clean it up. Public Works cleans it up. They get the blowers out, they blow it all, they take the garbage away. You know, they use our garbage, we dump it at the landfill, Oktoberfest. The events are great, but you know, Bay Avenue is a shame as a business district.
Okay, is there anyone else at the table that would like to speak?
Bid program, I just kind of jotted mine down because I get a little... But the bid program's been in existence for 10 years, and as Johnny said, it was supposed to become a self-sustaining program. And however, it hasn't been proven that way. With the economy, we can't continue to just keep this, allow to keep this going. I do feel a bid can be a great asset. I don't think it's any lack of education on my side, because most of us know the president. I've been thoroughly educated a million times. But... you know, we have more empty buildings, more for rent signs, and the streetscape is not changing. Our streets look great due to the efforts of our garden club, which was funded through the HBP and was cut out of their budget this year. And that's due to their great efforts. Today I looked at the bid website, and there's 13 commercial properties that are not all-encompassing listed on their website for sale. Recently, as Jay talked about, sometimes frivolous spending, the bid applied for a loan to install Wi-Fi and underground utilities in certain portions of town. If awarded and accepted, the Borough of Highlands, the residents, are the guarantor of this loan. This leaves us liable to pay this debt. Our events are great, and they'll never change. I'm a huge supporter of them. In 2005, when Carla broke her leg, I chaired the parade for her and basically ran it because no one else really stepped up to the plate to help her take that role. If the residents of Highlands do contribute their monies to the DPW, police, and other municipal services. While the HBP makes a profit on these events, other than the parade, we, the partnership, do not ask for anything in reimbursement. We do it to make the town a better community and work in the sense of a true partnership. I feel that if the mission of this organization was met, I think we wouldn't be in this position now. Economic development's not an easy task, and I commend the HBP for their efforts that they've moved forward with so far. I do hope that however the outcome is, that they do continue to volunteer and make this community a better place for Highlands. So therefore, after careful consideration, working diligently with the other members of this board, I agree with Mr. Bansky's proposal. I find it fair and reasonable, factoring a 40 grand budget, adding $67,000 in cash income and goods and services, will bring their budget to this year for $107,000. I feel this will sustain the organization until the November timeframe. I'd like to move forward with the business partnership and transitioning over whatever they need to do or helping in any way possible. I know I personally take the concerns of the business community seriously and I'll strive to work forward with them and the stakeholders to make it a more business-friendly attitude from this side if it's not percepted that way already. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Mr. Francis, do you have anything you want to say?
Most of the bid members understand that I'm the liaison, so you understand my views inside the board of directors meetings, how hard I've pushed for you people. But I think at this point, there's a reality involved here with this, with Mr. Urbanski's recommendation. And I think you guys need to move forward with it and do the best you can. All right, maximize. Ms. Rose, you've brought up some excellent comments in terms of maximizing the income you can get from the events, and I think at this point we need to I don't know who said it, that it's time to move on, and I think that's what needs to happen. So all of the volunteers that have helped with the events, they're going to continue to help with events. The events are going to continue to be as good as they've been, and the future, you'll have some ideas. I'm not sure. I don't have a plan after for the future, but at this point, we do have to have something, either the bid or something in its place, and that's very clear. So we're all working towards that. Thank you.
Okay, that would leave me. I want to thank everybody at the table for being forthcoming and making statements. I think it makes it clear to the public why you're voting the way you are. I think I did hear careful consideration given to the comments that were made here this evening. I respectfully disagree with all of you on this. I think you know that. My formal position on the matter was placed on my blog, mayorlittle.blogspot.com, on February 15th of this year after people had questioned whether I had a particular position and whether that position was changing. So that's already up there. I'm not going to read it into the record. It's been provided as part of the minutes from the last meeting because I did read a portion of it then. I think the difference of opinion on this matter is related to a difference in the vision for where Highlands is moving in the future, what qualities we retain, what qualities we're willing to let change so that we can be a viable, successful community. I think change is difficult for everybody, but there was a former mayor who said that you don't move forward you end up falling back. You can't stand still. And so Highlands needs very much to have an economic development engine, a vehicle by which we create a dynamic economy in town. Business knows how to run business. Every time government tries to run a business, we fail. Which is why I think the HBP organization is the correct vehicle to take Highlands from where we are now to where we would like to be. I have attended their meetings in the almost 10 years that I've been in Highlands. They are public meetings. You do not need to be a board member to attend. You don't need to be a business owner or a commercial property owner to attend. Residents are welcome at these meetings. I believe the HBP is a success. Those that don't believe it's a success, I think, have not been to those meetings frequently, have not asked the questions that they ask here, and they don't understand how it works. We have Highlands designated as a destination right now. That did not happen until the cooperative funding provided by the businesses for the businesses took Highlands to the New York Travel Show, which resulted in a real estate article about Highlands in the New York Times. Got a grant for a tourism video, which was displayed at that New York Travel Show and resulted in that article in the New York Times. It's also displayed on HighlandsNJ.com, which is a privately owned website that displays a lot of information about the town. There's a publication that's produced by the HBP, which is something that is placed in the Monmouth County Office of Economic Development and Tourism. It's placed in the libraries throughout Monmouth County. It is offered to every visitor who comes to Highlands. There's a barter program. I don't know if anybody here tonight discussed that. There are advertising opportunities available from the bid. In exchange for those advertising opportunities, a business, whether they are in Highlands or not, can barter with the bid for that advertising. Landscaping has been provided that way, for example. The events. Everybody's talked already about the events. Phase one for Highlands in economic development was creating this destination. And I do think that we've been successful through the HBP's efforts in obtaining that. We're in the next phase now, guys. I see what you see, those who are opponents. Things have to change. Things have to move on. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You change the bathwater, you clean the child. That's what we need to do. It seems to me that a lot of the master plan reexamination that's going on right now on Bay Ave would not have happened if there weren't an interest in other businesses to come in and exist here. And that would never have happened without the destination. And those businesses have come in, they've made planning board applications which have not been successful, and that's leading to a reexamination of our master plan to allow those business owners within limits to exist here. This is not going to be a corridor in New York City, but it is going to be Highlands. And I don't think it's a problem for Highlands on second and third stories on Bay Ave to have entities here, corporate entities here, that can provide jobs, that can provide demand for services from the existing restaurants, and then retail services that have been trying to grow and which have been unsuccessful due to a lack of demand. I think that's the phase we're in. Every governing entity is a work in progress. This council changes almost every year in this town. We were lucky to have the same mayor for 9 years. The HBP can have its leadership. No, meaning that he's here for 9 years. We don't usually have that. Things in Highlands change from year to year. I had one council in 08 I worked with. I'm working with a completely different one in 09. I don't know what's going to happen in November. That's what that comment means. Work in progress. HBP works the same way the government does. It is governed by the very same individuals that pay into that tax. And what is really remarkable to me tonight is that everyone paying in and governing themselves is happy. Really. The ones that are not happy are ones that either didn't take the time to plug in or didn't have the interest level to plug in, or those that aren't paying in. I think the entity works. It's a democratic function, just like the elected government. It's authorized by the state, because the state has an Office of Economic Growth that can't get to every municipality it's responsible for. And so the state of New Jersey said, we need help. Let's create this vehicle, and let's encourage municipalities to take advantage of it. It's a partnership with the borough. Does the bid do everything by itself? Absolutely not. Nor can it act by itself in this place without the permission of this borough council. The bid can't collect taxes without the assistance of some governmental entity. The borough council has two seats on the board of directors for the HBP, through which they have every opportunity to speak up and say, we don't like the direction you're going. We have a liaison through the planning board. We have a liaison through the council. Both are council members. Our St. Patrick's Day Parade, it's a lovely event. It's an expensive event. We have a lot of fun in this town on that day. I'm looking forward to Saturday very much. We have grown to the point where there are people who participate in Belmar that are saying their route is too long, it's too chaotic, you have a shorter parade route, we have a better time, we're coming to Highlands. I don't know how many participants we have now, but we're rivaling them. You guys have a guaranteed source of funding for this parade. Belmar is having a terrible time funding their parade right now. That is a sign. I've heard the people speak tonight about a chamber. A bid does not preclude a chamber, ladies and gentlemen. You can have both. If you can find the bodies to do both, we should have both. A chamber does some things, the bid does others. I think it is a mistake for this governing body to disestablish a democratically run functioning organization run by the businesses, for the businesses, against the businesses. If the businesses came in here tonight and said, I've had enough, it's an economic downturn, I don't want to pay this tax anymore, I would say, you know what, businesses, maybe you need a break. Maybe we'll give you a zero budget this year, we'll give you a break, we'll do what we can to help you, we'll put it back when you say you're ready. But that's not what I'm hearing tonight. What I'm hearing is all the businesses want this, and they're willing to pay for it, and they think they get more from this organization than they do from any other advertising alternative. And this council wants to get rid of it. That being said, I'm a minority vote. I'll vote the way I'm going to vote. Government works this way. And this is the last thing I'm going to say. The people in this room have chosen this government to run this town. And this is the consensus of the government of this town. Democratic process is operating right now tonight. And I think everybody here, whether you like the decision or not, has to take that into consideration too. What I can promise you as a mayor is that I'm going to put every ounce of effort I can into finding a way for this town to move from today to tomorrow in a positive direction. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be very difficult. When I started this year in 2009, I told you we're fighting for our existence budgetarily. I thought I was going to be talking about getting streets dry. I thought I was going to be talking about cutting a budget, streamlining services, and looking for additional revenues. And from January 1st until March the 18th, I feel as though we've really just talked about the bid. We have a design that we were ready to present this evening, I hope, that was worked on all year last year with regard to flooding downtown. And I'm hoping that now that this is out of the way in one way or another, that we will get to work on that. Because to me, that's first and foremost. It's very, very difficult to have any kind of business investment in a downtown that has to worry about when the moon tide is or what storm is coming by. So we need to deal with that. And that being said, I think it's time for a vote.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess we have to move it first, right?
Someone has to move it.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Move the
$40,000 and directing the attorney for November 1st.
Okay, that motion has been made. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll make it.
By Mr. Chiesa.
Okay, roll call. Any discussion at the table? I think we've had it. Roll call vote.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mr. Chiesa?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
I'll say yes to the $40,000 because no other proposal has been made. I would have preferred to have the budget moved in its entirety, and I would have voted yes on that. I am voting no as to the November 1st deadline, and I would vote no with regard to authorizing the attorney to do anything to disestablish this organization.
Motion carried.
Okay, I think anyone planning to remain in the room for the rest of the meeting should stay. Anyone that wishes to exit, I'll give you a few minutes to do that. Please try to keep order as you exit. Please save your conversations to outside. We still have to continue with the meeting.
Nice way to keep unity in the community, guys.
Shut up, John.
I'm not going to shut up.
Okay. This is not a recess.
Go get a job.
You're a bunch of ignoramuses.
Go get a job.
This is not a recess. We need to exit the room quietly, continue conversations outside.
I think you should get a light. You should get a brain.
This is a public meeting. Can you please keep your comments?
It's humble.
Is there anyone in the room that wants to sign up for either of the next public portions that didn't do so earlier?
Okay.
Consent agenda or regular meeting?
Ladies and gentlemen, could you please exit the room? Save your conversations for outside. We want to continue with the meeting. The hour is getting late. Okay. Is there anyone that wishes to remove any item from the consent agenda at this time? Oh, public participation on agenda items. I'm sorry.
Is there anything on this?
No.
All right, so there's no one that signed up for that. Okay.
Excuse me.
Come on, guys. You at the table know better. I want to get on with this meeting. Lord, I hate doing that.
One comment when you get to the agenda.
Okay. Well, I think we're there. I'm just asking if anybody wants to remove an item from the consent agenda. No. Okay. I'm sorry. What?
I need to know if the attorney is prepared to move forward this evening on the award of the bids for the Shore Drive resurfacing and capital improvement project 2008 and the firehouse apron.
You're talking 965 to 966?
Yes.
Yes, I'm prepared on both. 965, though, please remove. I was just looking at that.
965?
965 is removed. 966, we'll go forward.
Okay, so item number 7 is removed.
The Shore Drive project, which is this one, right?
I read it.
The Shore Drive. That's the one you sent.
Yes. Is that
the
one
for
that?
That's the one now or when?
Yes.
You can bring it up now, you can bring it up after this. It's up to you.
Can I? I'd like to add this resolution in now.
Move Shore Drive and the at-risk can move.
Okay.
Can I add something?
I think we have to do that under other agenda. Okay. All right? Yep. Okay, so removing number 7. Mr. Pfeffer, you had a comment.
Yeah, just a comment. I just want to clarify something. On resolution R0964, resolution approving list of LOSAP qualifying volunteers, I have gone through and I have reviewed all the paperwork and all the documentation, and I prepared this resolution to go forward, and I've asked the first aid squad for just a one paragraph memo clarifying something in the documents that I felt we needed to have in the file. So I am saying to move forward with the approving the list of LOSAP. And the first date will be contingent upon them giving you that one piece of documentation. I just want a piece of clarification on something in the ordinance, that's all.
Okay, can we move it at this time, or do we need to remove that?
Why don't you remove it from the consent agenda, and then we'll have to make a change to it.
All
And that's number six.
Right, so, yeah, six and seven are removed.
Okay.
And resolution R0966, there are some blanks that need to be filled in. The first one, it says, whereas number of bids received, there were 8 bids received. And the apparent low bidder is Jabs Construction at $47,450. And that's funded through bond ordinance 09806.
09811.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
does that require a review?
I don't know.
So that's 0811 with the Sure Drive project.
Okay, all right.
09806.
Okay. Are the other changes on the other two that we're removing worth doing now, or should we? Okay. All right, so that would mean that we are now moving a consent agenda that consists of items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, and 10, number 8 as amended.
Correct.
Okay. Do we have a motion on the consent agenda at this time?
I make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? There are none. Roll call.
Mr. Francie.
Yes.
Ms. Kane.
Yes.
Mr. Chiazza.
Yes.
Mr. Evans.
Yes.
Mayor Little.
Yes. Okay, consent agenda has carried. I'm kind of speaking for the court. Let's talk about item number 6 from the consent agenda, which was removed, which is resolution 09-64, and I think that was Mr. Pfeffer removing that one.
Well, I actually wasn't removing it. All I want is to just let the council know that on the resolution approved the LOSAP list for the fire department and the first aid squad. And the fire department's documentation was fine, tied into the ordinance. The normal paperwork that they give me is too much. The first aid squad gave me their information. It tied into the ordinance, but there's a small part in the up top in the ordinance that says all volunteers must participate in 4 hours of fundraising and recruitment. So they gave me a spreadsheet, a column spreadsheet that ties into the ordinance, except for that column. And when I talked to the first aid squad, they said that all the members participate in fundraising and in recruitment through various things, including the Clam Fest and the various other activities in the borough. And I said, fine, just give me that in a memo, just so I have something in the file that ties into and clarifies to the ordinance. And so all I'm waiting for is that memo, and the first aid squad is fine.
So you have to make a contingent upon.
Yeah, so the resolution is contingent upon Mr. Pfeffer receiving the appropriate language needed to qualify for the LOSAP under the ordinance.
For the first aid squad.
For the first aid squad, yeah, only. Right. The list of firemen will qualify.
First aid.
Okay. Okay, so do I have a motion?
I'll make it.
And that's as amended. Mm-hmm. And a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Mr. Francie.
Yes.
Ms. King.
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Chiazza. Mr. Manson.
Yes.
Mayor Lynn.
Yes. Next is item number 7, which was removed at the request of the attorney.
Thank you, Your Honor. I had a question with regard to the insurance requirements that were contained within the bid documents. There's only $500,000 per occurrence. 500 per individual. I didn't know if it was $1 million that you guys asked for, because there's other indications that seem. I didn't have the bid spec.
Okay.
I was just reviewing the information. It complies with all of the requirements under the state statutes. They had the surety and everything like that. But I just wanted that bring that to your attention. If it doesn't qualify, you're going to need to contact them and ensure that they up it. And secondly, I would suggest if your bid documents don't already have it, to include always naming the Borough of Highlands as an additional insured on there. And ask them to add in. That's not going to cost them any more money, but it certainly does provide us with additional.
Yeah, typically those things we review and we'll comment back to them and request a revised insurance.
It should be submitted. I would be more comfortable if they submitted originally, so maybe you can modify that and then get it open. That's all.
Absolutely.
And with that, they'll take care of that. Everything else is fine.
Okay, so you'd like to make the motion contingent upon their following your instructions?
Well, if the bid documents called for $1 million, they absolutely should get $1 million. I didn't have the bid documents. So you guys, I don't know if you already know what it is, but...
Off the top of my head, I don't.
Right, I'd have to look.
But my suggestion is also to name us as an additional insured on all insurance policies.
Those documents are in Borough Hall. Okay. So,
Mr. Hilling, would you be able to get that information to Mr. Arnett?
I could.
Okay.
We can look.
Can we move on?
Can we look for both?
You can move on. Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion.
Okay, can I have a second?
I'll second it.
Am I going too fast?
Yes, because there are blanks also in this one.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, let me go.
The project is Shore Drive Resurfacing and 2008 Capital Improvement Project, and there were eight bids received for this project. Current low bidder being S Brothers Inc., P.O. Box 317, South River, New Jersey, in the amount of $316,533.58. Of that, $170,454.75 from Bond Ordinance 00805, and $146,078.83 from Bond Ordinance 00811.
Okay. As amended and as qualified, is there a motion on this resolution?
I make a motion.
Okay. By Mr. Chiasson.
I'll second it.
By Mr. Urbanski.
Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mr. Chiasson?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. Okay. On the other agenda, I think Mr. Urbanski has an addition.
It's a resolution.
Pardon?
To award the I don't know what it is.
It has to be read into the record.
You want to read it or you want me to read it? No. I'll read it if you want. One page.
Two. Okay. Stephen, you certified this subject to successful completion of a 20-day estoppel period?
Yes. That's this money is for a bond ordinance that is on for adoption tonight.
Oh,
so we should adopt the bond
ordinance.
We should adopt the bond ordinance first and then do the resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now the bond ordinance would be. Okay, you have to wait a little longer. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I should have known better. Okay, let's go to the next item under other agenda, resolution 09-46.
This is the resolution authorizing the award of the contract for professional engineering services preliminary assessment to private roads to LGA Engineering, Inc.
Okay, is there a motion to move this resolution?
Yes.
Is there a second?
By Mr. Francis.
Second
by Ms. King.
Any discussion at the table? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Mr. Francis.
Yes.
Ms. King.
Yes.
Mr. Chiasson.
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
No.
Mayor Little?
Yes. Okay, we're on to ordinances. Second public hearing and adoption. Is my agenda the same as yours? Sometimes we make changes and I look at the wrong one.
The first.
There is an issue. You tell me what the next item is. You have a clerk.
09-06. Okay, these are public hearings. Let me rearrange.
Do you need this stuff?
No. Okay. On for introduction and setting up a public hearing date for April 15, 2008 is Ordinance 00906, an ordinance amending Chapter 9 to include sewer maintenance within the Code of the Borough of Highlands.
I'll open the public hearing at this time. Yes.
Introduction. I'm sorry. Introduction. Just instead of public hearing date. That's where our agendas differ.
Are they backwards?
Yes. They're backwards.
So 09, these are being introduced and the others are the public hearing.
Correct. I'm sorry.
I didn't understand. Okay, so it's on for introduction. So I need a motion to introduce Ordinance 09-06.
I make a motion.
Moved by Mr. Piazza.
And a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Francis.
Any discussion at the table? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mr. Chiasson? Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
On for introduction and setting up a public hearing date for April 15, 2009 is Ordinance 00907, an ordinance establishing an open space committee for the borough of Pioneer. Something's wrong. May I just take a second?
Please do. This is why we like our Wednesday deadlines, right?
Yeah. No, I had a Wednesday deadline on this. It's fine. Okay. On for introduction.
Okay. May I have a motion, please? To introduce.
Offered by Ms. Kane.
A second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Urbanski.
Any discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mr. Chiaz has left the table. Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
On for introduction and setting up a public hearing date for April 15th is Ordinance 00908, an ordinance amending, should be Chapter 7, traffic of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands.
Do I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Franzi.
And a second?
Second.
Ms. Kane?
And discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mr. Chiaz has left the table. Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
Now.
Okay, so is it time for Mr. Urbanski's resolution yet?
No.
We'll tell you.
It's almost. Really trying here. Okay.
Why don't you just like 11:45?
Yeah. Okay, so we're now second public hearing.
Second.
So you're going to read, right?
Now we're having public hearing.
I'm for second reading and public hearing at this time. Is Ordinance 00902, an ordinance amending Chapter 3-2 Noise of the Code of the Borough of Highlands. This was published in its entirety in the February 27th issue of the Two River Times. It may be open for public hearing at this time.
The public hearing with regard to this ordinance is now open. Is there any member of the public, by show of hands, who wishes to speak or ask a question about the noise ordinance that is numbered 00902? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing at this time.
On for final reading and adoption at this time is Ordinance 00902, an ordinance amending Chapter 3-2 Noise of the Code of the Borough of Highlands.
Roll call, please. Do we need a motion?
Yes, please.
I make a motion, please.
By Mr. Chiaz, who has returned to the table.
May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion at the table? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mr. Chiazza?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, on for second reading and public hearing at this time is Bond Ordinance 00903, Bond Ordinance providing an appropriation of $86,500 for the rehabilitation of storm sewer on Valley Avenue formed by the Borough of Highlands in the county of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $82,000 bonds and notes to the borough for financing part of the appropriation.
Okay. Public hearing is open at this time. Is there any member of the public that has a question or a statement relative to Ordinance 00903 relative to Valley Street Sewer Repair? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing at this time.
On for third and final reading at this time is Ordinance 00903, a bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $86,500 for rehabilitation of storm sewer on Valley Avenue formed by the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $82,000 bonds or notes to the borough for financing part of the appropriation.
May I have a motion on this ordinance?
I'll offer it.
May I have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion at the table? Hearing none. Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Franzi?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mr. Kiaz?
Yes.
Mr. Urban?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
Ordinance 7904. Okay, Ordinance 0904, an ordinance of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, the State of New Jersey, authorizing and establishing open space trust fund ordinances, was misadvertised in the Two River Times and was not advertised for a public hearing date of this evening.
So we need a motion to carry this and re-advertise this for the next meeting. And should we advertise the workshop meeting as a regular meeting for this purpose?
If it's the council's pleasure to move to that meeting.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of nodding heads. So let's make that motion. I'll make that motion so nobody has to restate what I just said. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, pick one of them.
By Mayor Little, seconded by Mr. Francis.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Mr. Francis?
Yes.
Ms. Gaines?
Yes.
Mr. Chiesa?
Yeah.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
Now, Anna.
No, you gotta do this.
First
we gotta do this. Not now yet. We have one more to go.
Not yet.
And I'm sorry, I put my finger near your lips. Okay.
On for second reading and public hearing at this time is Ordinance 0905, a bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $235,000 for demolition of the wastewater treatment plant formed by the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $223,250 bonds or notes of the borough for financing part of the appropriation.
Okay, I'm going to open this for public hearing, right? Is there any? Yes, Mr. Mandra.
Mandra, 268 Bayside Drive. On the demolition of this, the old sewer tanks over there, is that going to take care of the two lines, the one that goes down to the river and the one that comes from the water plant? Are they going to be capped off?
They should be.
No.
This is the Einhoff tanks.
Yeah, not the water plant.
No, this is the tanks that are over for the sewage.
Right, the old one, right.
The old ones, but right. There's a line that comes, we used to back flush the filters from the water plant underneath your drive and into them tanks. And then there's a line that goes from those tanks down to the river.
It's better looking at this.
The one?
We got to cap them off? We're going to take them up.
Whatever's in the specs. This is just putting the money there to do the job.
Yeah, because it's a good price, because in 1980, when we got the money from the sewer, it's already $250,000. That's what we were going to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to look into that.
I've got it now.
Okay. Any other comments from the public or questions from the public relative to 0905 on demolition of the wastewater treatment plant? Seeing none, I will close the public portion at this time. Third and final reading, right?
And that ordinance was published in its entirety in the February 27th issue of the Two River Times. And it's on for third and final reading and adoption at this time. As Ordinance 0905, a bond ordinance providing an appropriation of $235,000 for demolition of the wastewater treatment plant formed by the Borough of Highlands in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and authorizing the issuance of $223,250 bonds or notes of the borough for financing part of the appropriation.
I make it.
Offered by Mr. Chiesa.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Francie.
Hearing no discussion at the table, roll call please.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Gaines left the table. Mr. Chiesa?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, I already turned it over to the clerk.
Madam Clerk, can you address Mr. Urbanski's request?
Yes, and this will be resolution R0968. Resolution authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional engineering services, Shore Drive Treatment Plant, wet well demolition, CMX. Whereas the Borough of Highlands has a need for professional engineering services for the Shore Drive Treatment Plant wet well demolition as non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.5. And whereas such professional engineering services can only be provided by licensed professionals and the firm of CMX 200 State Highway 9 P.O. Box 900, Manalapan, New Jersey, 07726-0900 is so recognized. And whereas the Chief Financial Officer has determined and certified in writing that the value of the contract may exceed $17,500. And whereas this contract is to be awarded for an amount not to exceed $16,050 plus reimbursable expenses per CMX proposal dated March 13, 2009 for professional engineering services for the Shore Drive Treatment Plant wet well demolition provided to the Borough of Highlands for a period of 1 year. And whereas CMX has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that CMX has not made any reportable contributions to a political candidate or committee in the Borough of Highlands in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit CMX from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract. And whereas CMX has completed and submitted a political contribution disclosure form.
Both forms are sitting with, both forms were sent to whatever and whatever board they're the engineer for.
Did they come to me?
You'd have to check with the board secretary. She certified to me that she has the forms.
This is not a board action.
I understand that, but it's the same documents.
Whereas, because I don't have them now reading this resolution. And I should.
She certified that, well, you could talk to her. She certified that she had the documents.
Well, if we go forward with this resolution, it's going to be made contingent on the fact that those forms are on file with the board secretary, and if they are not on file...
It'll be on file in the borough clerk's office when this resolution is made or presented. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, 10 days before?
Well, they were filed for January 1st for adoption by the planet, by whatever board it was, in January.
Right. But they have not been presented to my office, so you know that I'm reading this resolution without...
Well, she had sent all the contracts that...
Why wasn't I asked? I mean, just...
Why what?
Question.
Because I know the board, when I saw that it was CMX, and I knew that they were one of the board engineers, I knew that when she did the resolution to do the appointment, she did political disclosure both on them and on T&M, and on the board attorneys, so I knew she had the documents. So I called to verify that you do have the documents on file.
Whereas certification of availability of funds is hereby provided by the Chief Financial Officer of the Borough of Highlands as follows. I hereby certify funds are available from Bond Ordinance 0905, subject to the successful completion of the 20-day estoppel period. Whereas the local public contracts law NJSA 40A:11-1 et sec requires that notice with respect to contracts for professional services awarded without competitive bids must be publicly advertised. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Borough Council of the Borough of Highlands as follows. CMX are hereby retained to provide professional engineering services as described above for an amount not to exceed $16,050 plus reimbursable expenses. The contract is awarded without competitive bidding as a professional service in accordance with the local public contracts law, NJSA 40A:11-51A, because it is for services performed by persons authorized by law to practice a recognized profession. The mayor and borough clerk are hereby authorized to sign the contract. A copy of the resolution as well as the contract shall be placed on file with the borough clerk of the Borough of Highlands. The borough clerk is hereby directed to publish notice of this award as required by law.
Okay. Mr. Arnett, are we okay going forward with this without the clerk having received the items that she's concerned about?
It's my understanding from what Mr. Pepper said that the documents are in the borough office.
Okay, and Madam Clerk, who drafted this resolution? Did you do it as you do all other resolutions? Who drafted this resolution?
I did.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
And do you draft resolutions on occasion?
Yes.
Many, many occasions.
Yeah. He does professional services.
All right, so we don't have anything inappropriate going on here.
No.
We just have a missing couple of pieces of paper, which are kind of important. Now, the 10 days that they have to be in advance, is that statutory, or is that an administrative deadline that we have within
the
borough?
It's statutory, but they've been here, evidently, since the beginning
of the year.
Since
January 1st, that's the reason I said that.
So I just want to be careful, you know, that's all. Okay.
So do I.
I'm sure you do.
So does Clerk Plannery.
All right. Just wasn't on the agenda. We're adding it, and there's confusion. And that's exactly why we have a deadline, which has been enforced against other people very emphatically. And I just want to underscore that if we're going to have a deadline for one person, it needs to be for everybody. Okay? With that being said, is there a motion on this resolution?
I make the motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Mr. Chiesa.
I second.
Seconded by Mr. France.
Any discussion other than what's already occurred? Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mr. Chiesa?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes, he left it late. Okay. Other business. That's the same as yours, right?
Yes, ma'am. The Garden Club requests for borough support.
Okay, is there a presenter on this item?
Yeah.
Ms. Dodie Bauer is here from the Garden Club, and she did send us a letter, which is in your blue pack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we need to read the letter into the record? Should we have Ms. Bauer stand up and speak, or how do we go about this?
Basically, they're requesting $3,000 from the borough, $2,000 for spring planting in parks and street side containers, $500 for autumn parks, and $500 for winter greens and willow sticks.
Let me start by saying that I'm extremely supportive of the Highlands Garden Club. The Highlands Garden Club has won awards for their work in the parks in the borough of Highlands. I just have a question. Have we given them this money in the past?
This money, I believe, their funds previously came from Highlands Business Partnership.
Mayor, in the beginning, before 9 years ago, we used to support the Garden Club, this table, you know, when I first came on the council. We used to give them what they wanted, you know.
This isn't about the Garden Club for me.
Huh?
This is about the budget. That's all.
Mayor, if I could also say, the Highlands Business Partnership did cut that program out of their budget this year, so it wouldn't have happened regardless.
Well, that's enlightening. Okay.
But, you know, before they went into with the business partnership, the table used to support the Garden Club, and, you know, and they had a budget, they used to ask for things, and, you know, we never had a problem with it, you know. So
I'm going to allow Ms. Bauer to speak because she did submit a letter, and she is technically the presenter on this issue. Ms. Bauer?
Well, we did request $3,000, and I would just like to say that's only about a third of our budget. We raise money from sales, we raise money from the public. They're very supportive of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the first item on the Highlands Business Partnership with a bid budget to be cut. So, for us to continue, we do need some or all of this money.
I understand that. I know that I was at a meeting where the Highlands Business Partnership budget cuts were being discussed, and I believe those cuts were being made because there was a doubt that this council would pass their budget. So I am sure that there's no slight meant to the Highlands Garden Club. They're just looking for ways to get their budget passed. Is there any discussion at the table on this item?
I think that they do an excellent job. You always see them out there working hard, and we should support this any way we can.
I make a motion to give them their $3,000.
Is there a second at the table?
I'll second it.
Okay. By Mr. Chiesa, seconded by Ms. Drubin.
Roll call or all in favor? Roll call.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mr. Chiesa?
Yes.
Mr. Urbanski?
Yes.
Mayor Little?
Yes. I just want to make one comment. I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead of you. Mr. Pfeffer, we were talking about trying to get that drainage work done that I so desperately need, and we were talking about needing $100,000 in order to make that bond happen, and that was just the down payment,
correct.
And we still have to finalize plans for a proposal. We found the $3,000 for this. We would have found $8,000 for the parade if we had to do that. I think the flooding is very, very important. I'm hoping we can take the $50,000 that we do have and make that part of the 09 budget. And then when we get to the 010 budget, find $50,000 and get that drainage done. And I would like to get whatever money is necessary to follow through on the proposal that was made at my request on last year's investigation for the flooding downtown. Because I know we're going to spend money now that this decision has been made on the HPP and we need to get downtown dry. And I think it's very, very important.
My recommendation at this point, I have not seen the proposal. So
it's a series of letters. You've seen what we have.
Well, I know,
they
but I thought they
can't
draw
them up without money.
I thought they were going to make. I thought they were going to make another proposal tonight.
They do have. Well, it was. Well, that's the next time.
Yeah,
I just want the money available.
Well, no, I will, and I will accommodate you with a better answer, and maybe a better answer for you. Once I see what they have as a number.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just trying
because
to.
Because I do know this other stuff is going to add up, and I need that drainage to happen. And I know these guys will be supportive of that if you tell me there's money there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right.
Can I, just before. Doty, just one question. I don't know if the process for Doty to get this money is clear. It's not clear to me. I don't
you
know if it's clear.
You cut a check, she receives it.
I'm going to prepare a voucher. There's money in the council's budget. I'm going to prepare a voucher, have the Garden Club, basically it's a more of a contribution than it is a request for service, so I'll prepare a voucher, I'll ask them to sign off, and we'll put it on the next bill list.
So at this point, they don't need to be tied into the details of what they're planting and receipts that they would get from the wholesaler, et cetera, et cetera.
Not the way that you just did this.
Very good.
If you want that, then you have to.
No. We're okay the way it is. I just want to.
We have it if you need.
Okay. Don't worry.
You're in good shape.
Can I?
You're in good shape,
can I? Before you leave, can I just have one thing? A phone number to contact somebody to sign.
I got you.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. We're good.
Thank you. Okay. Next item, engineer. Let's hear from you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. The Wilson Community Center, we received actually the maintenance bond today from the contractor, so we can finally close that project out. Basin 8, II study, we submitted our revised report recently, and I'll just give you some of the highlights. The meter flow during the meter periods has been reduced from 1.502 million gallons per inch of rainfall down to 4.473. There's been a reduction of extraneous flow of 22,739,119 gallons per year, which equates to 62,299 gallons per day. That equates to 277 equivalent dwelling units. So there's been a significant reduction in the infiltration inflow as a result of that project.
Which means it was worth it for us to spend that money and we should get our $140,000 in the sewer fund, right?
Right.
Okay, that's
and
on the public record.
How many points did we get? You know? Don't we get points when we save that kind of stuff
yep.
too?
200
points to sell?
Credit?
Yeah, credit lines. Yeah, points, whatever they want to call them over there.
We calculated 277.
277?
And that's what we asked them to approve us
yes.
for.
Yes.
And those credits apply to the Highlands borough to do with as we see fit.
Correct.
They are not predestined to any particular project or developer, et cetera.
You guys choose. Just to follow up on that, too, just so you know, Mr. Francie, is that we also forwarded a copy at the council's request to the sewer authority
right.
for their review, and they can see what we did and so on and so forth. So they do have
Thank
a
you.
Copy of that.
And with the report, we explain the calculations, go through the calculations.
I just got one question on the community center bond you're going to close out. What are we doing with that ramp there?
Is it ADA accessible for voting purposes?
The ramp to the building, right, the ramp to the building is not.
So why are we losing
We got a problem there.
Because the bond for this was just for the playgrounds. The ramp was part of the overall community center project.
I'm going to ask this question I don't know the answer to. Where's the maintenance bond now relative to that ramp?
That ramp has expired a couple years ago.
Who's fixing the ramp? It's got
to
be fixed.
That remains to be seen, Mayor. We forwarded the documents to the borough.
That's an issue on the building.
Yeah, I know. We can't continue to use it for voting if we don't fix the ramp. All right. Steve, did you hear that? We can't continue to use the community center for voting if we don't fix the ramp.
Okay.
Just prepare yourself. It's coming in your direction. I would hate to have to spend money if people... Okay.
I believe that the bond ordinance for the community center, and I got to check this out, but I believe that the bond ordinance for the community center is still active, still open.
Is there money?
Well, there's the appropriation still has money left in it, which would mean you could move forward once we have some kind of, you know, estimate or whatever. We have to make sure the estimate's in what we have. But
if it's over, you gotta tell me because we don't know.
We'll be over that.
It's not the whole ramp. It's only one section.
It's just portions of it that are, you know, out of compliance. So I wouldn't think it'll be a complete removal and replacement, but replacement of portions.
Steve, take a look for me, please.
I can look before this meeting is over. I can look. That would take me 2 minutes to do.
I appreciate it so much because Nine has been bugging me about it for over a year, and I'm feeling like it's an urgent matter. She needs to be able to tell the county clerk that's ADA accessible and compliant so that we can put voting machines in. We skated by the skin of our teeth last November, and we have a primary election coming up in June.
Well, even our buildings in... Well, let me ask this. Does anybody have any idea about potential dollar figure?
I don't think we're qualified to scope it. Okay. We have to go try and scope it.
Anyway.
Steve, it was below the bid threshold.
Okay.
I know that.
So I will look at the ordinance tonight before the meeting's over. Okay, that will take me 2 minutes to run that report. Okay, and I will also tell you that within the budget itself, I believe within the buildings and grounds budget, and I can tell you that in about 1 second, as soon as I get there. If that project's under the bid limit, we have more than enough money to do that job.
In the bond.
In the budget itself, besides the bond ordinance, there's money in the budget.
I don't want to hear that because you're going to tell me my $50,000 isn't there, and I need the drainage done.
Let me.
You're making me nuts here.
No, let's
wait. It's late. Okay. We'll talk later.
But let's go back 1 second. There is a difference that you need to know.
Yeah, obviously, because
5% down payment, which is what you're talking about on the bond ordinance, comes from the account in the budget called Capital Improvement Fund. That is a dedicated, separate account. And that's the 5% down payment money. And this work
doesn't come from there.
Right. Okay, so we're talking apples to oranges on that. So as soon as they do their presentation on the drainage and I tell you how we sit on that, then I will go get the other number for you, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. I'm sorry I get frustrated.
That's fine.
All right, where are we on your report?
The next thing was going to be the generator project. We're approximately 70% complete with that design. Need to finalize locations for the generators at two of the locations. Then we'll be proceeding forward.
Okay.
The announcement just came out that the DOT is going to be accepting the municipal aid applications. They're due June 12th. So start thinking about potential projects that you'd be interested in.
Is that only roads?
No, it's municipal aid for roads, bikeways, centers of place, safe streets to transit, transit village are the categories.
I didn't write them all down, but I like the last two. Okay, we have to talk about that. What else?
I was going to roll right into the drainage then.
Let's talk about the drainage. I've been waiting all night.
Just to kind of, I guess, some little bit of background history. Towards the end of last year, we really Dale took on this task of reviewing existing outfalls, conditions of valves, and provided some recommendations as far as which outfalls could use valve replacements or new valve installations. And he broke out into phases and had obtained some pricing from vendors. And our recommendation at the time was to, you know, see if some of this work could be performed by Public Works.
That's one thing.
And after that, we followed up with some general construction cost estimates for a few projects. One would be the North Street Pump Station replacement, essentially. The second would be replacement or rehab of piping to the Valley Street Pump Station. And then the third would be in the Snug Harbor area, replacement of piping and catch basins and some valves there as well. In addition to that, we've kind of talked about briefly and looked into a bit of putting a pump station in the Snug Harbor area, Jones Creek, very early in our stages relative to that at this point. But there could be some options as far as different types of pump stations, whether installed directly in the channel or above the channel. That's generally where we are with that portion.
Okay. Did we have a ballpark figure for getting this work done? I remember a $2 million number being thrown around. Basically, you still have to do work in order to get plans together. I know that.
Right.
And we didn't authorize you to do those plans. Right. I mean, this was time that Dale spent down here, and we didn't pay you. So I don't expect to have, plans. But I was hoping that we could have a ballpark figure, because what I am trying to attempt to accomplish is, what I'm attempting to accomplish is to bond the professional services dollars. And we can't do that without a down payment. I don't know what my down payment is, because I don't know what the scope of the project could be. You have experience in these matters. I would like you to give me a ballpark figure, which obviously will be amended after the plans are done. Please don't make me amend it for another million. Okay? I think I heard the number $2 million being thrown around last December. That's why I'm coming up with it. Now, we've been doing a lot of work, so do you feel comfortable with that number for this kind of work? Is it too little? Is it too much?
I mean,
you've got pump stations that are close.
Let me get into this a little deeper then. The North Street pumps, we provided a letter that gave some estimated construction dollars for three projects.
Right.
Again, North Street Pump Station. That estimated construction dollars, without engineering or anything, was $550,000. The Valley Street Pump Station, we indicated replacement of piping, $325,000. But
that has to be done.
But with that, you know, I think that could be further analyzed relative to television to see if some of that piping could be not replaced and be lined.
Oh, we need the money to do the television, and that goes in this bond.
I would recommend some additional investigation on that, really to fine-tune.
Need the bond.
An approach.
Right.
The Snug Harbor area, the piping, it's pipe replacement and catch basin replacement and valve replacement. That was $125,000 estimated construction cost. The pump station area, I don't have a dollar figure on. I think.
Is this the Snug Harbor one?
Yeah.
That's brand new.
Yeah.
It's not even there.
There's a report provided by Bay Point years ago.
A long time ago, I know.
What I would recommend is we get our eyes on that, get a handle, at least what the thought was as far as the peak flows at the time, and then maybe come back with some more information.
But we need to authorize you to do that, and we're going to need to pay you to do that, and I need the bond to pay you, so you got to scope me out some number so I can get the bond going, so we can make the down payment available, so that you can get your money to do the work you want to do, to tell me the exact number.
We can do that. I guess my question would be, is it on all of these things we talked about, or are we focused on one or two of them?
Piece of it, it's water. You do a piece, you get some benefit, but you're not dry. If you do it all, my hope is it's going to be dry. So you need to do it all. Is a possibility outside that we're going to find that somebody's private bulkhead, which we left out because we don't own it, is contributing. In which case, I'm going to have to look for grant money, which we can administer for those people to fix their private bulkheads. So I'm not holding you to totally dry, but I want it to be very different than it is now. And I don't think that we can do this in pieces. I think you got to bond the project. I'm willing to spread it over 2 years if we have to get the work completed and not kill the taxpayers. But it needs to be done in one shot, and it needs to be done right. That's where I'm going. and we spent all year scoping it out last year, so I don't see any reason why we're not ready. And I know I'm putting you on the spot because we've done things differently before, but this budget scenario does not allow me to continue to do things that way. So we need to bond before we can pay. And you got to give me a ballpark, which I know we're going to have to amend up or down based on the scope. And well, you're going to have the chance to come in and explain all of that to us when the time comes. And I know I'm doing this on the record, and we were supposed to meet this week. You know,
I think now I can jump in and help.
Oh, please do.
Okay. Assuming that there's no other projects left that we were going to bond for the rest of the year.
Which goes to June 30th.
Okay. We have enough down payment to do a bond ordinance for approximately $900,000. Now, based on what you said, I think what we would want, and this would not be the name of the ordinance. I would leave that to them to come up with a proper name, but you want a comprehensive drainage improvement program.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that's, I'll call it that for now, for lack of a better name. They'll come up with a more technical name, and they'll give me the description and the scope of the project and everything to include, I guess, everything that they've talked about and more. Okay? So we can start on that with an initial bond ordinance up to $900,000, of which all these soft costs can come out of. All right? Now, the only thing that would do is basically end the capital program for fiscal year 2009, unless in May or June you wanted to transfer some money to the capital improvement fund to do something else. But that would be your phase, we're not going to call it phases, but that would be your phase one for this year, and you'd have to put money in the capital budget next year to handle whatever the cost is actually going to be. And my recommendation to the council, along with a lot of the things that we've talked about from a budget planning standpoint, is that we really need a comprehensive list of what the council wants to do on the capital side, so we know what we're talking about in down payment money for that for fiscal year 2010.
And we have a very good start on that from last meeting, which was the workshop. Right. I think we need to finalize that next workshop, and you should have that comprehensive list. I'm not going to tell you it's not going to change, but at least we're aiming for something in an organized fashion, and you can budget for it, because in fairness to Steve, things have been done differently in 08 from what was done in 07. Things are being differently done in 09 compared to 07 and 08. So this man's got to manage everything, and his money is going from one place to another, and his spreadsheets don't work anymore, and I totally get it.
Let me just say one thing. I did write down, I think we mentioned four things.
I have them.
Okay,
I wrote them down, files. I have a box full of files for planning board and one for here, and I've got stuff. So
I mean, I know we had the Borough Hall on it. We had this program on.
Even when I talked to these fellas and thought I didn't have it, I had it.
So I have it someplace, but I can't guarantee I can find it.
Okay, so what I would like then from this governing body is authorization to prepare this bond ordinance for introduction at the next regular meeting?
April 15th.
Right, I think. Because we were going to advertise the workshop for only the one purpose. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to start making these meetings something.
They're going to need time anyway to